Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today, we have another little behind the scenes episode of a recent group coaching call of mine in my program, Your Life's Work. Your Life's Work is a 10-month deep dive into how to create a super exciting, passion-filled, joyful, cup-overflowing career. So if you are not waking up every day, like excited out of your mind to do what you do, then Your Life's Work is for you. You don't necessarily have to change your career in order to make your career that joy-filled career. I show you exactly how to do this in Your Life's Work. Your Life's Work was born from me chasing achievement after achievement and more success, not finding like the deep, joy-filled career that I was looking for. Like, I just didn't have that, oh, I'm excited out of my mind feeling to do it every single day. And I wanted that. So I went on this long journey to figure out how to finally have that. And that is what Your Life's Work will do for you too. It is the exact pathway that I took, all of the amazing tools, including a deep dive into things like the science and art of manifestation so that you can learn how to manifest anything that you want to. Now, in Your Life's Work, we cover so many things because you are like a whole person, right? Like, you're not just somebody that works. You are also somebody that has relationships, and you have relationships at work as well. So in Your Life's Work, we cover all sorts of things. We cover boundaries. We cover relationships with people at work. We also talk about your most intimate partner relationships. I mean, we just go all the way in. It's really such an amazingly comprehensive program. So you're going to hear a little behind the scenes today from a group coaching call from Your Life's Work. Again, this is just a little clip, so there is more where this came from, but this is a really, really powerful call. And yeah, I think if you landed on this episode today, that there is definitely something here for you. If something in this episode resonates with you and you think it would resonate with somebody else that could hear this message today, be sure to pass this episode along to them. And again, if you are interested in my program, Your Life's Work, or any of my other courses, you can check them all out at thetransformationschool.com, and you can look at my show notes for more information too. I really, really hope you enjoy this episode. From my heart to yours, let's dive on in. Okay, so we have a question here of, what do you do when your partner is in people pleasing and is doing things out in the world because he thinks that he is supposed to and he wants you to do these things with him? What do you do when he's in people pleasing but you don't want to be and you don't want to do these things?
Yeah, so my suggestion is ultimately, like, your job is not to change his mind or his perspective. Your job is just to take radical responsibility for yourself. So you can essentially just say, look, if that's how you feel, that's fine, but I'm not going to. Ultimately, the best thing to do is just to take a hard line, because if somebody is in a limiting belief, they're one-sided, and especially if like the limiting belief is threatening their sense of safety. So if you're like, I'm not going to do that, and then he feels like a sense of his safety is being threatened, it's actually very unlikely you're going to be able to convince him otherwise in that moment. So the best thing to do is just say, okay, if you want to do that, I totally understand. Go ahead. I'm choosing not to. And then he may be like, but why? Blah, blah, blah. And then you just, that's honestly where you kind of have this boundary. Like, what I used to say to my partners, hard stop. I'm not talking about it. This is just my decision. I don't think you're in a place where you can hear me right now. So I don't think that there's use in going into it. This is my decision. That's it. My mind's not going to be changed. I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable with that, but that's the way it is. And if you're coming from a calm space, generally they'll be like, okay, well, shit, this is just what it is. I guess I'm going to have to figure this out and have to deal with it. So if you can maintain like sort of a calm, loving presence and just be like, this is just it. I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable with this, but this is what it is. Yeah.
I guess on that, that's a really good example. Like, if you're setting those boundaries, right, and you're having those conversations where you're like, I have a hard stop here. I'm doing this because I want to. And you're calm about it, or at least you think you're calm and emotionally in line, blah, blah, blah. But like, I've worked on that to get to a point. My biggest issue is like, I want peace and it's all defined and what I want. Like, if I see someone reacting to my boundary in a way that isn't soothing my boundary in the way that I want it to. And that's like another thing I have to work on, is like setting a boundary and being okay with it, like, and being like outcome independent or whatever. But like, I set the boundary, someone reacts in a certain way, I'm like, oh no, I want to find peace.
You don't want peace, you want agreement.
Yes, yes, agreement.
Yes, but that's codependency.
Right.
Right. So like, you have to, so,
but
so
it's a complicated thing that I experience often in work, personal relationships where.
Yes. Okay. But that's because you were trained that there has to be an agreement for there to be peace.
Mm-hmm.
There does not have to be an agreement for there to be peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the definition of codependency. Is that someone you feel like in order to feel safe, peaceful, and loved, they have to agree with you. They don't have to agree with you. Like there has to be enough internal work to where there can be disagreement and yet peace, safety, and love can still exist. And a lot of times the reason you don't feel that is because you grew up in a household where you had to agree with your caretaker. Like your caretaker had to feel like you were agreeing with them in order for you to feel peace and safety and love. And then, of course, so that's your template. So then you move into adulthood and it's like, then if your partner or like you said, somebody at work or anybody is disagreeing with you, it feels like you have a really deep internal sense of like, I'm being threatened here. Like my safety, my sense of love, my sense of even maybe self-worth is being threatened. So it's like, that's a huge mindset shift is learning that I can disagree with people and I can still be loved and I can still be safe and there can still be peace.
Oh yeah. No, it's good. I think there's so many different facets of it, right? Like if I work in a binary job where my creative mindset might be limited by something that's like almost mathematically right or wrong, it's like learning how to deal with that. But then it's also the other side of it. It's where it's like, if I'm in a relationship or in a family situation and I want to set boundaries, being okay with not being in agreement on things, it's huge. And definitely, like my father growing up was like, I am the man of the house. I deserve to be listened to and followed. And my mother was very nurturing and peaceful. I obviously connected with my mother a lot more because of that. Not obviously, but I did. So yeah, no, that's really good. Yeah. The agreement is something I never really thought about.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very toxic to, intimate partnerships and relationships. Because if you demand that your partner agree with you about everything, we want to allow for autonomy, for people to have their own perspectives. We want to allow for disagreement. We don't want disagreement to equal you don't love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's huge. That's a big, again, that's like a really big, it takes a while to sink in and it takes even longer to practice because at first to allow disagreement to your body, it still doesn't feel like safety. So that's like, you have to train it. You have to train your body somatically. You have to train your nervous system to feel safe in disagreement. And also you have to move into a place of like, disagreement doesn't have to mean tension or conflict or hostility. We could actually just peacefully and lovingly disagree.
Yeah, no, that's big. Anyways, I could go on for a long time, but it's that makes sense. I think with the disagreement, it's like you said, like it doesn't mean hostility. And I think a lot of people on average, maybe I'm generalizing, like in event of a disagreement, there's hostility because obviously there's some codependency or whatever driving that.
But yes. It's only occurring for people that are codependent or enmeshed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or emotionally immature people.
Yeah. The latter. Yeah. Yeah. As well. Okay, cool. No, good to know.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to this behind the scenes group coaching call episode. This group coaching call is from my program, Your Life's Work, which is a 10-month program to help you cultivate a really juicy, joyful, purpose-driven career. If you want to find more sustainable joy in your career without having to chase one success or achievement after another, you can find this course, Your Life's Work, at thetransformationschool.com. In this course, we also cover all sorts of things, including the art and science of manifestation, which is a huge aspect of this workshop and the reason why people manifest so many things both in and out of their career when they take Your Life's Work. If you want to learn more, head over to thetransformationschool.com, or you can also look in the show notes to watch a free training on how to finally have a joyful career. If you like this episode, be sure to pass it along to someone else that you know would benefit from it too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.